Broadcasting from the Blue Rock Talk Studios, just outside of the Rockies. It's time for full disclosure of topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis. This is Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, superhumans, consciousness, vampires. Ooh, yeah. Time now to go ahead and turn off those lights, get into that mood, and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks among us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis. This is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Hello, everybody. Connie Willis here, and a happy new year. I don't think I've got to say that to you yet, right? Time just keeps going. I don't even know, but happy 2021 to you. I'm hoping things are going well already for you. I know it's already a mess, but we're going to get into the heart of all the good things and the consciousness of the world and beyond and ourselves. And first of all, I want to say thanks to everybody. Excuse me, COVID. I better not say that. I always joke about that. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, and sorry for those that have had to deal with that kind of thing. I do. It has hit home, by the way. It has hit people close by. That's been happening lately. So anyway, welcome to everybody. If you would like to find me outside of here, you can go to Blue Rock Talk TV. Thank you for everyone that has done that. Great emails. Thank you so much for snail mail too. How did you guys find me? What's going on with that? Posts, texts, all the things that you do to get a hold of me. Thank you so much. And thanks for asking about the speaking engagements too. Yes, I do those. Hopefully we'll get to do some in person along the way. But my show is BlueRockTalk.tv, and that is Creepy Hotspots, taking you to live investigations of Dogman and Bigfoot and strange lights. And there's more and more strange lights that we see, by the way. It's all live investigating. You are a part of it with me. We take you there, and we enjoy going to different spots across the United States and Canada and beyond. So if you've got something like that you want to tell me, let me know, because we are batting 1,000 when we go to those. Also, I'll do something called Bigfoot Friday and Far Out Thursday, and I hope that you'll join me. In fact, as a Coast to Coast fan, if you do it within the next 48 hours, you're going to get half price forever. See, it's always good to be a fan of Coast. You get all sorts of little perks, and that's one of them with me. So again, it's BlueRockTalk.tv, BlueRockTalk.tv. Thanks so much for those of you that are a part of it. It's not a podcast. It's not 101. It's a travel adventure into the unknown, and you investigate too. So investigating different subjects is always interesting to do as well. One of them that I find is huge to discover, because it's basically everything, but there's still tons of discoveries, tons of new experiments, tons of new ways to look at it, different perspectives, and ways that other people show it off and figure it out themselves too. It's amazing, and that is consciousness. It's everywhere. That is it. That's what it is. In fact, when you think about how large it is, you actually think, you know, what really is it? So we're going to find that out tonight with someone who's an expert in that's what she does. That's really all she does, is that's her thing, is consciousness. And really nice lady. She's been on here before. In fact, back in July, she was here with George Norrie. She's done a film, a documentary. It's called Superhuman. That's where I was kicked off on it. Someone I knew said, hey, take a look at this. You got to take a look at this, Connie. His name was Brad. He said, Connie, look at this. And I did. And I knew some of the people on the documentary. And so I got a hold of her and said, hey, let's talk. She's got books out, The Divine Plan, Now and Beyond, 2250, God Among Us, lots of books, lots of classes. The film, again, Superhuman. It's Caroline Corey, and she is a teacher, an author, a speaker, a writer, a producer. It goes on and on. She lives in Utah, in LA. She's all over the place. She's an award-winning filmmaker, which you guys all know I love documentaries. And she's also the visionary author of best-selling books, all about consciousness and energy medicine, something that we could all use right now. Since a child, Corey's had a lot of ESP-type experiences, precog experiences, and it's led her to this type of work and this type of life. It's kind of, it is work, but it's also a lifestyle. It's just who she is. I'm sure that's what she'll say. She's taught energy medicine and consciousness work over a decade, and she's also founded the Omnium Media. It's an entertainment and media platform that focuses topics on the human condition and the nature of reality. She lectures and coaches and internationally, in fact, on various mind over matter subjects, and she can be seen or heard at conferences and television shows. You have seen her most likely on Ancient Aliens, also The Unexplained with William Shatner, and she has done just a lot. If you go to her website, you won't believe how much she's done. There's no way she's as young as she is. There's just no way. She's just done so much. She started when she was 2 and a half, I think. So anyway, great lady. I've just gotten to know her itty bitty bit, but once you go and learn her work, you feel like you really know her in a deeper level for sure. And that is Caroline Corey. Caroline, welcome back to Coast to Coast. How are you doing?
Hey, Connie. I'm great. Thanks for having me. What a great introduction. Thank you.
Oh, well, you deserve it for sure, because you got to, you know, your task now is to let people know exactly, if you can. I mean, it's such a broad subject, but what is consciousness?
Well, I think maybe it's best that I start with my personal story, because it's kind of all related to my understanding of what consciousness is. So if you don't mind, I'll start off that way, and it will make sense. So, you know, when I was 5 years old, I had an experience where I was just there, and all of a sudden I saw light beings, and they just appeared to me, and we started communicating telepathically, and I realized that I could see them, sense them, understand everything they were saying, and I realized that I could see the subtle energy very clearly. It's like whatever the words that they were saying were more like codes, and they were being transferred from their consciousness to my consciousness. And then my consciousness would kind of translate it into a human language. And I realized that that's how telepathic communication happens. But all of this is through the exchange of consciousness, the merging of consciousness. So, and all kinds of experiences started to happen to me. I would look at someone and I knew what was wrong with them, what was going to happen the next day, what was on the other side of the wall. I mean, things like that. And so I started asking questions like, wait, how does that work? How is that possible? In the beginning, you know, you start questioning yourself, like, did I make this up? Am I crazy? Did I just, you know, it's like... But then it keeps happening. It keeps happening over and over. And then you keep having validation. Like, so for example, I would see something that I didn't know about beforehand, or I knew something was happened to that person. And then the next day she would tell me exactly what I had seen. And so this would happen over and over until you start getting, like, you start, you know, being convinced that, wait, you're not making this up. This is real. You are tapping into information. But for me, the question was how? How was all of this happening? And I realized the fundamental question was all about consciousness. So basically, everything is a form of consciousness. All of existence is a form of energy, which is also consciousness. There's different types of consciousness. For example, the physical world has a form of consciousness, which is not the same as you and I, for example, or the dog or animals, for that matter. So, but everything interacts with everything nonetheless, because it is fundamentally an energy form that kind of collides, it kind of merges together, you know, whether we know it or not, we like it or not. And that's how, when you come in contact with someone, you know something without them telling you what it is, because their energy field contains that information, and it gets absorbed by your energy. And so that's how you pick up stuff without even knowing that you're doing that. And the same thing for you. You're broadcasting information through your consciousness. So that was kind of how I started to realize the mechanics of it all. And of course, I wanted to know more. Okay, can we do this consciously? Can we train ourselves? And this is how I, the reason why I started to create all sorts of classes and books and things like that to, so that others could learn to do this consciously. So it's not just like happening to you. You suddenly feel something, but you have no idea how it happened, or something gets downloaded in your brain, but you have no idea how it happened. So that's kind of how I got into this whole field of consciousness, by understanding and living, like you were saying, it's not just a knowledge, it's my life, you know, living and experiencing this form of exchange of the visible and the invisible together.
You could not run away from it if you wanted to. It would be right here with you.
Exactly.
So you were curious young. That's great. I got a couple questions about what you said. These light beings, tell me more about the light beings at five, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they didn't have a humanoid shape. It was more, honestly, it was more like light, like bodies of light. And so what happens, that's another thing with consciousness. So on the human level, your physical brain is processing the information, like, you have to ask questions like, who are you? And like, how does it work? What's your name or whatever? But when you are merging consciousness spontaneously like that, you don't need an introduction. You kind of just become merged together so that you know everything about that consciousness you're merging with, and vice versa. That's how, when, you know, we hear a lot about extraterrestrial encounters and things like that, and people say, you know, they called me by my name, or they told me things like that they knew everything about me. Yeah, because they, when the consciousness, two consciousnesses are merged together, you know everything about the other consciousness and vice versa. So when I tapped into those beings, I could tell that even on a, like on a cellular level, you can feel and you know what they're about. And I could tell that we kind of were of the same lineage, I want to say. And so I could see that we came from the same location in the universe. And it's as if we were like one stream of consciousness. And I was on this side of the veil, and they were on the other side of the veil. They were kind of the continuation of my consciousness, if you will, on the other side. So that was very, very significant, because that gave me the experience that even though we're here in a physical form, but we're not severed from the spirit or the invisible, the non-physical, if you will, we continue on the other side of the veil through this stream of consciousness. And these are all beings. I call them your spirit family. And so that was the experience that I had, and I realized that, wait, was if that, that is my lineage, and I know where they came from the universe, what part of the universe, and what type of energy they were, and things like that, does that mean that everyone's connected to the same stream, or are you, Connie, connected to another stream, and somebody else is connected to another stream, and then we all kind of connect somewhere in space, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I realize that that's exactly it. That's why you hear people who are very connected, or they're downloading, or they're having apparitions or something like that of, for example, Pleiadians or Reptilians or Arcturians. So what are they talking about? How come we're not all talking to the same people? You know, how come we're not kind of merging and connecting with exactly the same type of being? And I realize we are only, we're supposed to be connecting back with our stream of consciousness, our lineage. And so we all have our individual lineages, but they're all part of the larger universal consciousness, if you will.
Well, I liked earlier too, you gave a really good definition of telepathy that I've never heard. Can you say that again? How would you describe telepathy?
Yeah, so it was very interesting. Of course, I was 5 years old, so nobody taught me how to speak telepathically. That's another thing that's fascinating, that all of that is just spontaneous. We don't realize, nobody teaches us the fact that we are energy, and energy spontaneously merges and communicates and connects with all other types of energy. So when these beings came, they were literally kind of, they showed me how they would collapse, like a whole page, if it was a book, it would be a whole page collapsed into one symbol, like a zip drive, you know. So the zip drive is like a code, and then that zip drive is the universal language. It's everybody who gets that zip can understand what they're talking about. So that code, like a zip drive, gets transferred from their consciousness to mine. And then my human brain understands that universal code and can translate it into the language that I speak. So it's not that those beings on the other side speak English or French or Chinese or Japanese. They communicate telepathically through this common language, this universal language in the form of codes. And so when I saw that, I literally could see those codes flying, kind of going from their consciousness into mine, and my brain was processing it. They told me, they said, this is how you communicate telepathically. In fact, that message is still so clear in my mind to this day. And so they said, but you have to ask, you have to say, this is what I want, and I want to communicate telepathically, because they said, we will be with you the rest of your life, your entire life, but you have to ask for us. You have to ask for this communication to continue. So that's why they showed me how the communication was happening, so that I could kind of concentrate and say, okay, I am creating, you know, I'm sending this message in the form of zip drive, and I want it to go this way. You know what I mean?
I do. A little curious kid, for sure, and constantly throughout your life, for sure. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, in my findings, the things that I've studied along the way, the most recent stuff has been with cryptids and, Bigfoot dogman type beings. And it's almost as if they can turn you off and on. In fact, I think they can turn you off and on. And when they talk to you telepathically, mind speak, it's as though, I mean, it's just so natural. It's just there, you know. It's either a download, a thought placement, or it's just a conversation happening, and you don't even notice it until later when you recognize that you did it. You got to remind yourself you did it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
That's what I mean. Yeah, and so what's happening is, like, everybody's actually receiving telepathic messages, but we're not trained. Like, we don't know that we are. And so all of a sudden, you know, you wake up and you have this inspiration. Like, where did this inspiration come from? You know, or you hear something, or you have this aha moment. So all of this is, you are downloading and receiving telepathic codes. And it doesn't have to be from extraterrestrials. I mean, it could be your own higher consciousness, like I said, that lineage that you're part of, you know, that connection is never severed. That was another very important thing that I experienced at the age of 5, is that whenever we come into this human form, the connection to that stream of consciousness is never severed. We think we're separate just because we're trained, we're brainwashed to think that, hey, you know, anything that doesn't, that's not visible, is not there, so stop talking to invisible people, you know. So we are the ones that sever the connection.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Well, you got to be careful. There's that fine line of voices in your head and, being spoken to, right? That's the problem. You know, it's interesting as well, too, that I've noticed, and tell me what you know about this. We got about a minute, but I noticed that we can hear it from our higher selves, Holy Spirit, whatever people might say it is or believe that it is to them. And, you know, the Bigfoot or the ET, the light beings. But it doesn't seem like to me that I can have it with you, person to person. Why is that?
It's just because we haven't trained. We do have it person to person all the time. When you think of someone and then the phone rings, you know, and then it's them. How did that happen? It's a telepathic exchange. You know, you picked up on someone who said, I'm going to call Connie right now. You see? So it's very subtle. And because we're not trained, because we're not paying attention, we think it doesn't happen. But it happens all the time.
Especially I just want that conversation without the phone. That's all. You're right. Hey, we're talking to Caroline Corey, and she's telling us all about consciousness. She's got a film out there as well called Superhuman, something you might want to check out. There's some amazing things in there. So stay with us. More to come. Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here discussing a documentary called Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible. It's based on experiences of individuals with extrasensory powers that seem to defy the laws of physics known to man today. I always love those types of subjects and documentaries and TV shows. I don't really care much for all the acting dramatic shows. I mean, they're okay. But those of you that love watching those out there, I mean, or at least, you know, beyond Coast to Coast people, actually, because you guys like the same things I like. But when these, it's interesting to me that when these dramatic television series or movies have these just, you know, these phenomenal happenings in them, and everybody loves them. They watch them week after week, and they see the films over and over again. They say how much they love them. And I'm like, well, you know, this is real, right? This is real. Oh, no. They don't want to believe it at all, but they want to believe it in the world of Hollywood, but they don't want to believe it in real life. And I just, oh, my gosh. Anyway, Caroline Corey is who we're talking with tonight, Caroline Corey. And she's produced, wrote, and hosted the film that basically ultimately shows that once the invisible worlds are made visible, this attained higher awareness will transform humans into superhumans. And Caroline, you got to really work with some really neat people in this documentary as well. Are they all your friends, or did you happen to meet a couple of new people as well?
Oh, no, they're not all my friends. And so what I wanted to do, obviously, this was my experience working with scientists. We would go to the lab and set up experiments on, you know, showing how consciousness, how we could change the pH in water or move a physical object and things like that. So I knew that I could do it and a few people could do it. But what I wanted to do in the film is show that anybody could do it, even people who are not trained, even people who had never done this before. And so that's the reason why I decided to invite some guests, random people, but also some few celebrities here and there, just to kind of mix it up, you know, and to show that, hey, somebody who has never done telekinesis before can be taught, or remote viewing for that matter. You know, in a couple hours, we would bring a guest and then we would explain to them how it would work and how it works. And then they would just do it. And it was on camera live. There's no cheating, you know. And so that was the purpose for bringing different guests like that. Yeah. So a few of them were my friends, and others we met through casting, you know.
Well, now they're your friends, and there's some good ones too. Dr. Dean Radin was in there, and Sean McNamara, Major Paul H. Smith, our remote viewer. Wow. I mean, that it was a great group of people. I totally enjoyed watching it. But I got to tell you, the thing that really turned me on the most was those kids that could see blindfolded and read and run around and play and ride bikes and able to teach even your friend with vision problems. That was amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw it a few years back, I was blown away. I was like, oh, my God, is this even possible? So, you know, because I know some people are doing it on the internet and some of them are cheating, you know, but a part of me said, no, it's got to be this must be real, because I met the first kids that I met were the ones in the UK. And so I decided to go investigate this myself and see it for myself. So I was in Europe that summer a few years back, and I visited them, and it was unbelievable. I mean, these kids, first of all, for those who will see the movie, and if they say, oh, they knew what the book, you know, said and they rehearsed it or whatever, well, I can tell you that when I was there, I would write something on a piece of paper and they would read it. So they had no idea what I was going to write, or, you know, and I would be far away so they couldn't see or cheat in any shape or form. And also, you saw it in the film. I mean, these kids can ride a bike. You try riding a bike with your eyes closed. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or play ping pong. How can you play ping pong with such accuracy? You know, completely blindfolded. So I investigated different groups myself, and I learned how they were doing it. Now, they don't all do it in the same way. But they get to the same result. Eventually, you are able to see through the blindfolds. And it's insane, because this means that, wait a minute, it means that if you're blind, then you should be able to see again if you're, you know what I mean, if your eyes are completely blind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which now we're talking about something not just as a psi phenomenon, as a superhuman ability, but as something, you know, crazy powerful and important and useful. And so then we talked to, not all groups, not all techniques work for blind folks. And so I had to kind of figure out which groups and how they do it. And is it do all blind folks or people who have vision impairments, can they improve? So there's a little bit of learning, you know, to understand how it all works. But it does work. That's the reason why we decided to do, again, show a real life example in the movie of a person who had macular degeneration, quite advanced. In fact, she could barely read when the book was like an inch from her face. So, you know, it is really, really bad. And she was able to improve dramatically after, I think, 8 sessions or something like that.
It's not that far either. I mean, these kids, you guys, these kids they had the blindfolds on, and the adults too, their entire face, it, you know, had the blindfold over it. In fact, Caroline puts it on at one point. You can see that, you know, how it's dark. She puts it up to the camera. I love that shot. That was great. And I love that kind of stuff. But these kids were playing soccer. They were kicking a ball around. They were walking. Yeah. They were running around pylons. What I noticed, and maybe you can help me with this, I noticed that they would turn their heads, and people might, you know, there's always those skeptics. Oh, they're peeking out the side. No. They would turn their heads a certain way to actually seem to see. And then one of the kids that was learning, he was just learning, when he was walking outside, it was as though he was walking backwards. Is the consciousness that they're picking up, because, I mean, that's what your friend had said in the film. It was something like your conscious sees it first, then your eyes. Why was the tilting of the head? What did that have to do with that? It's pretty consistent. Yeah.
It's very interesting. So when you learn the technique yourself, in fact, we taught it online twice for two groups with kids online, and then one group, adult group online. And so when you go through the training yourself, and this is what happened to me too, so I can vouch for how it worked. What happens is something very strange is, it's not that strange, people who understand how vision works, but as your eyes start to get used to the darkness, for some reason, the peripheral vision comes on first. So you start to see things on the side. You start to see little light, like as if there was a hole, you know, inside them. Of course, there's no holes because you've already checked it, but for some reason, light starts to come through and the vision starts to come through on the side first, the peripheral vision. And so you start to kind of have the tendency to turn your head sideways because that is where where you're seeing from, if that makes sense. So whereas at the center of the mask, it's still pitch black, it's dark. So you turn your head because you're seeing from the side first. And so that's the mm-hmm. reason why. So people, when they see this for the first time, they don't understand it. They go, oh, they're cheating, or there's a hole something, you know, in the mask. But that's not true. That's not what they're doing. That's how it works, you know. And we're still trying to understand the phenomenon. I mean, you know, we have people who, you know, are neuroscientists and medical doctors who are, you know, who work with the visual system of the brain and things like that. We're all trying to figure out how it actually works, but I can tell you that it does work.
That is so cool. Oh, I loved it so much. I'm so glad you were able to add that. Was when you do see with the blindfold on, when you do see, does it look normal?
Yeah, so what happens is you start to see as if you're looking through a very, very, very dirty window. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can barely, you know, it's like you see.
Wipe that off.
Kind of like shades, but you're not quite sure. And then gradually it gets clearer and clearer. It's almost like you're cleaning the glass gradually. That's the feeling that you get. And so you're starting to see, you know, through the mask. And so that's the typical way.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was just so cool. I'm just like, man. And you've got a ton of classes, by the way, not just that, but you have like 1,000,000,005 classes to take. So that must be fun, right? To teach and see changes in people.
Yeah, because I've been teaching things on consciousness for a very long time, so I have classes on energy medicine, the healing methodology, where you can tap into the consciousness and see the root cause of the problem very quickly. So there's like healing, there's all kinds of classes on consciousness expansion, guidance system, how do you receive guidance, you know, how do you know you're not making things up, and who is your God, who are you, I mean, so a whole series of classes on different subjects to help you in the different areas. And then more recently, because of the film, I added classes on telekinesis, spoon bending, remote viewing, everything that's in the film we taught online, so people can just download the classes and the blindfold. So the blindfold training, every training is different, like I said, because different groups do it differently. There are common denominators among all the groups, but usually it's done in person because it's pretty intense. I mean, you have to really focus and concentrate, and it's better to be in a group. And so usually it's done in person, but of course with the whole situation, people were asking, well, where can we learn? We had to actually cancel a couple of live workshops because of the situation we're in. And so many people were asking about learning this stuff. And I said, you know what, let's just try to do it online. No one's ever done it before. Well, let's just try. If it doesn't work.
How'd that go? Yeah. And it went okay.
And it went fantastic. We did two groups of kids. The kids were able to see color from the very first class. And from the second class, some of the kids were able to read. And most, if not all kids, were able to read by the fourth class. And it's all in the videos. I mean, people can just go download the videos. They can see it for themselves. And we have a forum, so people are posting their kids reading and doing all kinds of stuff after four classes online. And then I did a class with adults, which is a lot more difficult because, you know, adults, kids, like you tell them, put the mask on. Okay, what color am I holding in my hand? They just tell you. They just say it's blue or green or whatever. But if you tell, an adult, what color paper do I have in my hand, they'll be like, you know, wait, how am I supposed to know? And how does it work? I don't see anything. And there's so much mind chatter. There's so many belief systems that adults have in their brains that it takes them much, much, much longer to learn.
And absolutely.
And so that's the reason why, the online classes, I think it was a series of 8 or something. It's like double the number of classes, maybe more, because it's also longer classes than the kids. But still, I think also from the first or second class, adults were able to see the colors right away. And then I have three people, I think, who are able to read and see everything with a blindfold on. And that's
nice.
Amazing, because these are adults. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you do, Caroline? What you do is you, for any of the adult classes, you charge like 10 times the amount so you don't have to deal with it, right? Don't have to worry about that. One more question.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One more question about that is when they're blindfolded and let's say there's a book in front of them or colors, whatever it is, do you always have to have light outside or can you also turn out the lights totally?
Yeah.
Or do you have to have that light?
It's technically, the way these groups have done it is with light. So the training also starts with light facing you because you want a source of light. You don't want it to be completely, completely dark in the training. So that's kind of how it, and then also your eyes are open inside the mask. So that's some of the techniques. But in other techniques, your eyes are covered like with tape. And then there's masking tape. And then there is the mask. So it's like crazy, insane. So they're completely, your eyes are closed. And they're shut closed, basically.
And can you have the lights off too?
You can.
Is that done?
Technically, because it doesn't matter because it's complete darkness by then.
Okay. Because I didn't know if the conscious picked up light. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, interesting. Oh, I just love it.
Like you said, maybe the consciousness picks up on the light, whether your eyes see it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't sure about that. So, I just love this stuff. I love this kind of thing. And one of the questions I've always had was, and I've never understood this, maybe you can shed some light on it. Spoon bending. Mm-hmm. Now what, and I know we're not going to have enough time to get to it, but you know what? That's what I'm going to ask you when we come back. That's what I'll ask you when we come back. We are talking with Caroline Corey, and she has got some little secrets to tell us along the way, or at least maybe some gifts to let us know what we can do, what we can't do, and even what she can teach you as well. She recently did a movie called Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible, and it's based on experiences of individuals with ESP, things that will defy the laws of physics known to man today. And there's all these different experiments that she takes you through and takes you to some really, really cool people along the way. And so many profound words are said throughout it. One of them was conscious is fundamental, but then they had added the physical world is a derivative of the conscious. And it's I just love that kind of thing, that kind of talk, that kind of interesting experimentation. And when we come back, I definitely want to ask her about spoon bending, because my thing is, okay, you can bend the spoon. I've seen it all over. I've seen a lot of people do it. I get it that they can do it, but what's it mean? What? Okay, you just bent my spoon. Now what? Put it back. So I want to know what that's all about. And I'm sure she'll have an answer. So Caroline Corey is who we're talking with. And I'm Connie Willis. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.